Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, so we start hour number two. A couple of things. Get the Sports Grid app on iOS or Android in the Play Store. It's free, and you're going to love it. It's got it all. You can watch the network on there. You can listen to the network on there. It's got stories, odds, everything. Follow your favorite hosts like Carver High. You're going to love it. The Sports Grid app, it's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Hey, did you know we're streaming on X? That's right. 7 days a week, you can watch us on X streaming. Just go to sportsgrid-live, and you're good to go. Thirdly, get the Pharrell on the Bench and the Pharrell Coast to Coast podcast. They're available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Every day, the three-hour full show is available in podcast form and a shortened Pharrell on the Bench podcast, which is badass as well. Check those out, like I said, on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Programming note, not that it matters to anyone, but here's what I'm hearing for the future. Next week, I guess Christmas Eve is Tuesday, and rumor has it that Carver High and I will be here doing a show, which will be good for the civilians. And then on Christmas Day, there will be no show. And then on the day after Christmas, I will be doing a show, and Carver High will still be hammered on eggnog and will not be here. I've already predicted that he will be hammered on eggnog and will have eaten too much holiday food and holiday cookies to actually make it to work. So he will not be here on the 26th, but I will be. So there you go. A very exciting lay of the land in terms of broadcast for next week on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. All right, as we dive into hour two, I will tell you this. I know you're going to do all this against spread and everything, but I was just looking at, because this game is Saturday. It's huge. The Steelers and Ravens, yeah. There's a lot on the line for the North. I was just looking at the injury report. I get this from the Steelers because I'm a season ticket holder, right? Justin Fields did not practice. Patrick Queen was resting, did not practice. Pickens did not. Deshaun Elliott, the safety, did not. Hammy. Dante Jackson, the corner, did not. Back, TJ Watt, did not. Ankle, Cam Hayward, rest, did not. And Larry Ogunjobi, groin, was at practice, basically walking around and doing nothing. He was very limited. They had a walkthrough on Tuesday, and Larry, Big Larry, loved that he didn't have to walk very far or do anything, but he did mention at one point during the practice that he would love to eat anything he could see within 100 yards.
Look, I think when you look at this stuff, you're at this point of the year now where everybody's beat up. You know, you got three games left in the regular season. Obviously, I'm looking at it too. I brought it up when you mentioned it. Queen and Hayward, I wouldn't practice them anyway. I know that, and they're not hurt. They're just resting today, which is fine because you want those guys to be 100% ready to rock on Saturday when the game is this week. Obviously, Watt, Scotty, is the one that concerns you when it comes to this week's game. I think we kind of know that Pickens isn't going to play. Didn't they say at the end of last week, like, it could be a few weeks before he comes back? So I think it would only be a bonus if he played, but I think Watt's the one that we're going to have to watch.
I am surprised
over the next few days.
They look awful without Pickens. I mean, they looked awful. So I lost a lot of faith in them on Sunday. To be honest with you, like, that's all it took for me to just a beating from the Eagles where they just punched him right in the throat the whole day. They had 10 yards in the first half. That was embarrassing. I thought they literally had the ball in the second half for like 11 snaps. Like, that is embarrassing. Like, they can't beat a good team. That's all I need to know, that they can't go to the Super Bowl or B, win it. Like, that's all there is. Well, they're gonna maybe win a playoff game, and then they'll be out in the divisional semi.
Look, I think that now that's – I think you could say that if you knew that Pickens was going to be gone forever. I think what Pickens not being in there does is when you're playing a really good defense like they did on Sunday against Philadelphia, when you play a team like that and you don't have your big play guy down the field, the Eagles know it. And they're so good back there that they can shut down all the other stuff that the Steelers are going to do. When Pickens is out there, he's the main guy you have to account for. I get it worked the week before, but that's because you were playing the Browns, right? I think that's why it made it palatable.
Well, I can't believe Williams can't do more. Like, this guy's a really good receiver, and why can't he do something? Like, that's amazing. He didn't do a damn thing in the game.
Wasn't involved at all. For the Steelers in that game. After Tomlin, like, kind of talked about it.
Why'd you go get him, then? If you have this talent, why don't you use him?
Doesn't make a lot of sense. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. So, we'll see.
He threw to Austin and Freiermuth, and that was it. Freiermuth caught the tutty in the corner of the end zone, and then he threw the 30-yard floater to Austin that he went down underneath the Eagles defender to catch it at his shoestring. Yep. So, that was it. They had one good play the whole game. They looked like Shaq.
They did not look good on Sunday, that's for sure. The worst teams against the spread this year, the Titans are alone. They're 2-12. Then the Giants and Browns. Then the Jets and Falcons and 49ers. Dolphins, Cowboys, Patriots, and Chiefs. All on the worst, on the naughty list around Christmas time against the spread this year.
What a shame that the Niners are hairdryer city. I mean, how will I ever live with myself?
Yeah, you know, I haven't seen you since that game on Thursday night. Man, that was a pretty bad one to watch, too, that Ram-Niner game last Thursday night.
I was glad that they lost. I don't even care I lost a bet. I really don't. I was like, oh, yeah. I cannot, like, so I told you going in, it's hard for me to bet on them and watch them when I loathe them. Like, I'm betting on them, and I'm sitting here rooting for a team that I can't stand. Like, honestly.
Yeah, I know. It's very hard to do.
I should just stay off those games altogether from now on. I'm not going to bet on some team I hate.
As you just said right before all that, you know what they are right now? They're finished.
Yeah.
They're done. They're done. Their season's over. Over and under. Ravens, 11 of their 14 games to the over. Panthers and Bengals, also lots of overs. The Texans, 10 of their 14 are to the under. Now, remember, they're playing Christmas Day, right? That's the second game after the Steelers. So you'll have the team with the most overs against the team with the most unders playing on Christmas Day. So that's something that I'm sure next week's got to
be together. Texans?
Ravens-Texans is the second game Christmas Day after Steelers-Chiefs.
Where is that game?
I believe that game is in Houston. That game on Christmas Day. So I'm sure when we're together next Tuesday for Christmas Eve, we will talk about that with all those numbers, with the overs and the unders for those two teams. All right, here it is, the playoff picture going into Week 16. The Bills and the Lions are now tied as your Super Bowl favorites. Lions still holding that number one seed in the NFC. The Bills are the two. The Chiefs are right now the one. If the playoffs started today, you would get the Russell Wilson Bowl, as you and Gabe were referring to earlier. Steelers versus Broncos in the first round. You would also get Texans, Ravens, and Bills, Chargers. On the NFC side, you would get Commanders and the Eagles would play each other on the NFC side of things.
You know what's crazy? I feel like Jaden Daniels will give them a game, and I still think Philadelphia is better than them, and they've proven that. And I think the Eagles, I hate to say it, but I actually think they're better than the Lions, because I think Detroit has just a mountain of injuries on the defensive side of the ball. And I do not believe in the next 3 weeks they're going to get better, that they're just going to be suddenly born again and ready to go. Philadelphia is relatively healthy, and they've won 10 straight. And I know that the Lions' winning streak ended, and I'll tell you why it ended. Because the Bills kicked their ass because they have no defense. How do they stop anyone? They're not winning the Super Bowl with that defense. I guarantee it.
I guarantee it as well. And the injuries have mounted up in a big way. What a
situation. Well, how will I ever live with myself?
How will you live with honestly, it at all? No, I know. We'll come back and I'll give you the playoff picture as well.
What a shame.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So anyway, we're going to do this AFC and NFC odds now. Things have changed, and I've lost my appetite for fighting for the Steelers to win the AFC. I'm done with that.
You've lost your appetite for that, huh? No more. We can't have it.
I don't believe in them sure. anymore. Why? Like, I would obviously take the Bills and Chiefs over the Steelers any day of the week. Now, and literally, I know now why everyone thinks the Ravens are better when he has a 5-tutty game. But look who he had it against. Let's calm down.
Well, look, I think that I will ask you this on a rational side to let's play this entire three-game block, right? I know the first one wasn't good against the Eagles, but you still got the Ravens and the Chiefs, these three games in 11 days. Let's see how all three of them go before we completely knock them down. Let's see. Let's see how it happens for them. They are currently the leaders of the North. As you told Gabe earlier, they can clinch the North with a win over the Ravens on Saturday. Now, it's pretty set here. I know you went through some scenarios with Gabe before, but the seven that are there now are going to be the seven at the end. I just don't see the Colts, Dolphins, or Bengals making it. They are way too far back, and there ain't enough games to play. They would need either Denver or L.A. to go 0-3. They'd all have to go 3-0. There's just too many things that aren't going to happen for me.
I would agree with that. And then, obviously, it boils down to, for me, at this point, can the Bills beat the Chiefs at Arrowhead in the AFC title game
right.
and score on them like they have already this season? But those games don't matter. They matter toward your record and nothing more.
Right.
And they matter toward the top seed and nothing more. When you beat them, okay, great. It still didn't get you the first seed. You're still not right. on top. Now you could get there. The reality is this. Can they beat them at Arrowhead or at Orchard Park in a title game? Obviously, I think they got a better shot of it in B-Lo. But I don't know. Like, the only way they're getting that game is what? If Carson Wentz Fs this up this week and then he comes back and what? Beats the Steelers on Christmas Day? Well, that's not a given either.
The only way the Bills can get the one now is they would have to go 3-0, which is super possible. They're playing the Pats twice and the Jets. That's the Bills' last three games. New England, Jets, New England. They need the Chiefs to lose two of their last three games. Now, look, this week, if Wentz plays, let's say Wentz plays the next two, could they lose to Houston and Pittsburgh with Wentz as the quarterback?
Yes.
They could. And I think that's why you're hearing Mahomes trying to push to play. Me and you were kind of discussing this off air. And we're going to get to it in a moment with Ryan, so I'll just save it for that. I probably wouldn't play him this week just out of precaution because you still have the two-game buffer. You know, that's why I probably wouldn't get involved with it. But we will do that when we play Ryan's in a few minutes. Here's the NFC side. There's a lot more that can happen here. Of course, Seahawks, Rams, NFC West. Cardinals still on with a shot. Falcons, Bucks in the NFC South. There's still some opportunities there. And look, I think Washington's going to get in. I know that Seattle's only, a game back of them. Seattle and the Rams, whoever doesn't win the West. But I think Washington will find a way over these last 3 weeks to get 10 or 11 wins.
I think, they're going to get in. I think it's going to boil down to the Eagles and the Packers.
Yes, I think it's going to be the Eagles and the Packers as well. And you know, we kind of breezed by the Vikings before, who now have the same record as the Lions. They play them the last game of the year. That could be for the bye and the one. I think even if the Vikings got the bye, would you believe in them as the one?
We've seen them lose as the number one seed before, and that's just all there is to it. So I don't care what their seed is. Now, look, I have more respect for them today, and not because of last night, but I have more respect for them today than I did over the last month where I said they're one and done. I do not believe they're one and done anymore. I think they'll win a game, and then I think they'll lose in the divisional semi. Or if they have a bye, they'll start in the divisional semi, and then they'll lose in perhaps the title game, and perhaps we're wrong about the Packers. But I do not believe I'm wrong at all about the Eagles. I think the Eagles can beat every single team in those seven.
Now, look, the Vikings still play in these last 3 weeks, the Packers and the Lions. They play both of them over the last three games. So there's a good chance that the Vikings could lose both of those games and they'll be to five or to six. You know, they're gonna be far down the list and there'll really be no faith in them whatsoever. All right, let's start to get into this week. I got a lot of Mike Tomlin for you today. So why don't we do this one, because I know you're going to get upset and bring this back up because we didn't get to discuss it too much. And then I'll play the one focusing on this week after. Here he is. There was a lot of bad calls in that game on Sunday in the Steeler-Eagle game. Tomlin was asked about this yesterday. And really, Scotty, he just says, what do you want me to do? I mean, we got to play better football.
I know a lot's been said about, you know, some controversial officiating calls in the game. But I just believe when you play well, those things get minimized. And when you play poorly, those things get highlighted. We're not going to hide behind those things or seek comfort relative to those things. Things like that happen week in and week out. But when you're playing well, it doesn't become a talking point or specifically it becomes less significant in our eyes in terms of how the game unfolds.
That's right. Like, so there were bad calls. The one call I thought that stood out to me was Slay punching Washington, but Washington is, 6'7", 300 pounds, and Darius Slay's the size of Carver High's daughter. Okay, so when that guy punches him, it literally was like someone sneezing on him. Did you see him push that guy 30 yards into the wall and body slam him with one arm and control him? And when he punched him, nothing happened because he's just so enormous. So I don't want to hear about the calls. I said last night when I was on in this game, we were playing in the semifinal, and this guy on our team was cussing out the ref. And I'm like, listen, bro, we're in a timeout. I go, he's not going to change his calls ever for you. No matter how much you cuss and yell and scream, the call's the call. Stop talking to the refs. Rebound, take good shots, win the game. And they listened to me and we won the game.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Eyes dreaming of a white Christmas. Not really at all. He'd rather it just be cold. He can keep his beers outside and they'll stay cold. And keep food in the fridge to eat a lot of. And dream of snow castles in the sky.
Yeah, this is the same thing. You know, my mother brought this up to me the other day, too. She's like, man, it'd be really nice if it snowed for Christmas. I was like, yeah, no, it wouldn't. Okay, no, it wouldn't. I don't need it. You know what snow is now for me? A problem. That's what snow is. When you're almost, snow sucks. Okay, it sucks to travel. You got to shovel the walk, shovel the driveway, da, da, da. I don't need it, all right? So you want your Christmas card, go turn on White Christmas. Go turn on something else and watch it snow at their Christmas. I don't need it here. And that's as Grinch as it's going to get from me when it comes to Christmas this year. Everything else I'll be festive, but not with snow.
Simmer down, Liz. Simmer down.
You can send all the fake snow all over the place. All right, now that we got last week out of the way, let's get to this week. Ravens and Steelers, round number two. Ooh. This time down in Baltimore. Mike Tomlin knows what's on the line. The AFC North.
We got an opportunity to pursue a division championship this week, and so – man, we're excited. We respect this process of preparation. We're going to display our excitement by getting singularly focused on what it is that we need to do to prepare. That's what the staff's been doing really since the plane touchdown last night.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm scared to death of this game, obviously, in the Charm City, but I've seen them win there before. I've seen them win there last year with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in the pouring rain. I think that, obviously, Lamar Jackson has had his issues with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I hope those continue in high fashion.
I hope they do as well. This is a pretty big number here, 6.5 for Saturday. Now, this is the second game on Saturday. Remember, there's two NFL games on Saturday this week. I know that we're going to be very involved with the college football playoff on Saturday, but there is two NFL games. Houston and Kansas City and the Steelers and the Ravens. So 4:30 East on Saturday, -6.5 and 44.5 is the total. That's a lot of points for a rivalry that normally plays very tight, low-scoring games. That's a lot of points in that game. I like the Steelers with the points.
I do too, but that's screaming. The books are screaming to have the Baltimore Ravens, you know, beat the Steelers' ass is what that is. That they're going to beat their ass. I mean, 6.5, you got to be kidding me. They beat them every time they play them, and now you're giving them 6.5. Now, look, they had 5.5 in Philly, and they were moving the ball until Najee fumbled a perfect pitch. They scored that game. It's a three-point game. You know, he fumbled a ball, and it bounced forward. Eagles got it. The game was over right then and there. They never sniffed it after that. Not only that, they barely took snaps after that. They were so awful. They have to play better than they did in Philly. They have to be ready for this game. I thought the thing that stood out to me, Mike, and I'm sure you watched, their arm tackling was a real issue for me. They were missing tackles left and right, and guys were – that guy Gainwell busted two moves on them that left guys' onions split open. I mean, they were tackling like girls. I mean, it was embarrassing, their arm tackling on Sunday. It was embarrassing.
It was bad, and I was watching. I had the full setup. I had the Bills-Lions on one TV. I had the Steelers and the Eagles on the other TV. I had everything cooking on Sunday during both the games, and I agree with you. The tackling was very poor, particularly, as you mentioned, on that second and third level for the Steelers. Those guys on the back end, they just weren't getting it done. And look, I think that you're seeing a couple cracks right now, and this is kind of the week where Tomlin's got to He's got to rally the troops and get everybody back together and get on the same page. They've always done well against Lamar. They need to go and do that again this week. But I always get worried about the Steelers' defense when Watt's not there or compromised. That always bothers me because he is the straw that stirs the drink for the entire Pittsburgh defense. And if he's going to have a problem on Saturday.
If they don't have him and Pickens in that game, they're dead.
I would not like their chances at all. In fact, if Watt doesn't play, and we'll know this more by Friday, I think I would side more to maybe not running to that 6.5. If Watt's not playing,
if
might
he
not be something
play,
that I'm going to want.
I'm not going anywhere near that bet. And then watching it is going to be absolute torture for my son, who's coming home tomorrow for the month, and I'm going to watch a game with him and be miserable and drunk.
You get a couple of games with him. You get Saturday and Christmas Day with him for the Steelers as well. Yeah, that was all those games coming.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Carver High, what's D'Amico Ryan saying about Patrick Mahomes heading into this game on Saturday?
Well, of course, that is the first game on Saturday. The Chiefs and the Texans are going to get together. Here is DeMeco. Now, will Patrick Mahomes play or will he not? He said today he's going to try. This was DeMeco yesterday basically saying, I don't care if he's playing or not. Chiefs are a real good football team, and we got to be at our best.
Yeah, I have no idea on if he's playing or not, so I really can't focus on it or be concerned about it. You know, we're preparing for the Chiefs, and you know, a lot of the light shines on Patrick a lot, but you know, if you watch the Chiefs play, their defense is an outstanding unit. They do a really good job defensively. Coach Spagnuolo's done a great job. Coach Reed in the offense, they're going to find a way no matter who's there. They find a way to move the football, right? And so we just have to be on it in all areas of the game, whether Patrick is there or not.
Well, good for you.
I mean, look, I don't know. This is another thing you're not going to know until Friday, maybe even Saturday, if this guy's going to play or not. Now, Reed also tried to sell you this nonsense that they have all this confidence in Carson Wentz, Patrick Mahomes. Calm down, all right? You have Patrick Mahomes. He's the best quarterback of the last, you know, 7 years, whatever it is, six, seven, 8 years. Anybody who comes in for him is nowhere near the same. So you can say you have all the confidence all you want. You're in trouble, especially the way they've played this year. You're going to be in trouble if he's not out there.
Let's face facts about Carson Wentz for a second here. I mean, you talk about a train derailment, this guy's career. I mean, honestly, like the train flew off the tracks into the woods. Honestly, like, who's afraid of him? Now, it'd be great to see him have a good game for once. Like, the guy hasn't done anything in the NFL except fail. I'm sorry. That's just all there is to it. Now, I would love to see him come out and have this spectacular day, but we all know that's not happening, right? Like, do you really have faith in that dude at all? How many teams has he been on now? He has gone from being a big-time, high-priced starter to nobody. He's nobody.
Like, this actually, now yesterday, I'm sure that you maybe discussed this for a moment or not, I saw the Texans as 3-point favorites yesterday with the Mahomes stuff. That is now, after his press conference this afternoon saying he's pushing to play, that has now changed to Chiefs -1.5 is what I'm seeing right now. At this very second, Chiefs -1.5 and a 43.5 total.
I hit the Texans over the Dolphins on Sunday at NRG. This is a whole different ball of wax. They're going to Arrowhead, and they're going to lose. It's not about Carson Wentz. If he hands the ball off, if he throws a couple of first downs, they'll be happy. This is about Spags' defense giving Stroud nightmares. That's what that's about. This is about, hey, Reed, to the team before the game. Defense, we need you to win this game for us today. We have no quarterback, so we need you to win the game. Not only that, I can see Carver High already carving out defensive tutties. Team tutties defensively. I can see it already.
We could absolutely get that if he's going to be in there. I'll never believe that Mahomes isn't playing until I physically see it. I have to actually see it with my own eyes because I've so many times in the past, oh, he's so hurt. You're carrying him off the field.
I hope he plays and rolls it again.
He always plays. He always plays. They thought he was finished. What was that last 2 years ago against Jacksonville? He's not playing. They went and won the Super Bowl. He didn't miss anything. Like it's just it never ends with this guy.
And then,
he'll be
and then
out
the
there
drama
on Saturday
of him with his crippled
like
foot, where he's like limping, like he's in a movie, like he's coming out of the Vietnam woods,
just,
and he's carrying guys on his shoulders with a broken.
It's too much.
Foot.
It's too much.
He
so
limps
he'll
around
be out
in the
there.
Playoffs like he's a cripple, and he still wins.
I hope.
I hate
I have
him.
Too
I
much
hope
rooting
he plays,
interest.
Rolls it again twice. I hope he rolls it against Houston.
Wow.
Count on that. And then I hope next week he rolls it in Pittsburgh on Christmas Day. That's the Steelers' Christmas present. I got a perfect idea. Christmas present. Here it is. Cam Hayward rolling on his foot with all 300 pounds up and down like he's making pizza dough on his ankle.
Well, you know, we don't like to root for injuries. You shouldn't root for injuries. That's really not what you should be doing. No rooting
Kill
for
him.
Injuries is allowed.
Kill him.
Here at all. The Lions, of course, they lost on Sunday
Bears.
To the Bills.
Take his head off. Roll him like a penis dough.
Finished. Get him out. Can't have it. Lions lost on Sunday, of course, for the first time in a long time. That was to the Buffalo Bills, by the way, who they lost to on Sunday. Now, and not only did they lose the game, they're just losing bodies left and right. I'm sure you say, yeah, Montgomery out, more guys on defense out. I mean, they're just going to be losing guys. So here's Dan Campbell. Now, this was yesterday, and he had some more colorful things to say about this morning on Detroit Radio, which I'm going to try to get for you for tomorrow. But here he is yesterday. Lions now have to answer the bell. Lots of guys are out. They have to step up and take care of business.
Just had a number of errors. You know,
he doesn't look as big today. He's
been
uncharacteristic. And
that tape speaks for itself. And, you know, we're going to learn from it and learn from it. Then we're going to burn it. And then we're moving on. Because that's what we do. So we'll bounce back from this. Sometimes you got to get punched in the face and before you know how to respond. And so I think this is good for us. And we're going to use this to our advantage and get ready for a division opponent on the road.
Listen, they have never been, right, to the Super Bowl.
No.
And everyone thinks they're going to the Super Bowl. I mean, everyone has them in the Super Bowl. They lost to the Bills. They still have Detroit-Buffalo Super Bowl. That they lost to them, and they still have them playing the Bills in the Super Bowl. It has been the most jinxed franchise in literally, like Minnesota and the Bills losing four Super Bowls. The Lions can't even get there. They're so jinxed. At least the Bills go to Super Bowls. The Lions are so jinxed, they never go. With all these injuries, get ready. It's happening again. Get ready. You cannot win in the NFL, in the playoffs, with your entire team injured. I'm sorry. It's not happening. I don't believe for one minute they're going. I don't believe for one minute now that they're going when the entire team is in a cast.
Yeah, I think the injuries on D have really mounted up too much now.
Our defense is running at about 5% capacity, okay?
I think they're still okay on offense without Montgomery. I think that it's obviously a lot more on Gibbs, and I think that's what makes their offense good is both those guys come in and out. Yeah. But I think they'll still be able to score points with Montgomery out. It's their defense that I think is going to be a problem. Now, this week they're going outdoors for I think like only the second time all year. They're in Chicago against the Bears. -6.5 for the Lions, 47.5.
Oh, they'll win that game because the Bears stink. But I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
If they meet the Packers again in the playoffs, they're going down. If they meet the Eagles in the playoffs, they're going down. Mm. I'll even say this. If they play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers again in the playoffs like they did last year, remember who had the ball with a chance to win? Baker Mayfield, and he threw a pick. That's why they won that game. They play the Bucs again this year, they're going down. With all those injuries,
Tampa,
I'll bet on all three against them. All three. Green Bay, Philly, Tampa, they all three beat them. I'll tell you another thing. I'll put Minnesota will beat them too because Minnesota's healthy.
Tampa, one of the two teams that has beaten them this year. Remember, Tampa beat them in Detroit back in week two. So I could see Tampa absolutely beating them again. They know they can beat them. They've been there. They've beaten them before. I just wanted to give you this. I'll give it to you when I come back. I'll finish the NFL with the line for the Bronco-Charger game on Thursday night since that's our first game. I'll give you a couple of other things. Then we'll move on to the NBA Cup, which, of course, is happening tonight, the final with OKC and Milwaukee.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, so is that number still at 3 for the Chargers on Thursday night against Denver?
That would be correct. Chargers -3, 42.5 is the total. For the Thursday night game, which kicks off a long weekend of NFL action. Like I said, the Chargers got smashed by the Bucs on Sunday. I thought Herbert looked hurt. I think the Chargers overall look hurt. I think that Denver can go in there and kind of play a grinded-out physical game, and I think they can beat them, Scotty. There's Thursday night in L.A.
I got to tell you, I thought Indianapolis barfed all over themselves on their bib. They had the game by the throat. They were up 14. Taylor drops the ball at the goal line like a moron. Let's just face facts. And then they never sniffed it again, and Denver blew them out. I thought Denver looked like crap in that game until they got lucky with that moronic play by Taylor. And they should have lost that game. They would have been down 14 and in trouble. Instead, they win. I like the Chargers Thursday night to get back to reality. They lost to the Chiefs. They lost to the Bucks. Looked terrible. I say they're eating coal all week out there at practice and getting ready for Denver. It's tough to win on the road in divisional games. I know Denver can win there. I'm not stupid. But I'll still buy Jim Harbaugh and Orange Sherbert on Thursday night at SoHi.
I'm going to save the other games for you for tomorrow. Of course, we've got a few days to go here before we get to a few others. But before I leave the NFL, I will give you two other things. First, here is your draft order as we enter the final 3 weeks of the season. Now, this is when you really – this is where this stuff really starts to get down to the nitty-gritty. Now, they've got their Giants. I have seen some other people say it's actually the Raiders because of how the strength of schedule – metrics are used. Remember, the Giants and the Raiders, Scotty, are both 2-12 right now. So they are in the driver's seat for that top spot. The Raiders have a significantly easier final three games, as in, now both these teams suck. What I mean is, there's a better chance the Raiders might stumble into a win because of who they're playing over the next few weeks than the Giants, who I don't think will win any of their remaining games that they have coming up, which is Atlanta, Indy, and Philadelphia, whereas the Raiders are finishing up with the Jags, the Saints, and the Chargers. So that is your race for the top pick right now. But New England, Jacksonville, Carolina, Tennessee, Cleveland all have three wins as well. So if the Giants and Raiders both ever won one more game, that's like eight teams you'd have there with three wins potentially in the mix.
I actually believe they've had meetings where they said, if anyone F's this up, you're going to be cut. We need to lose every game no matter what. That's how desperate they are. I don't believe for 1 minute that they want to win a game. I do not believe that the New York Football Giants want to win a game at all because it will cost them dearly. In fact, they will continue to suck for years to come if they screw this up. Don't screw this up. Literally, go out and play like you did on Sunday where you just laid down and let them put 35 down your throat and lose every game, and they're going to end up with Shedeur Sanders. I don't believe any of that you just told me about strength of schedule and the Raiders, but I do believe you saying they might win a game. I doubt that as well, and I still think the Giants are getting the number one. I also don't believe for 1 minute that Shedeur Sanders and primetime Sanders don't want to play for the Giants and that he wants to play in Vegas. I don't believe a word of that either. So here's what's going to happen. If the Giants finish with the top pick, they're going to draft Shedeur Sanders. He's going to play for the Giants whether he likes it or not.
I believe that they would not care of either destination. I think that they would be fine with either the Giants or the Raiders. I know we've done this for 2 years. Deion only wants him to play in certain places. They only want to.
So what?
I believe the Raiders and Giants are both on their list of teams that they would not cause a problem if they were going to be drafted. Did you see the clip of him throwing the football with neighbors in the street in New York City last week? There's clearly something there. I mean, you know, there's.
Whoa, spew news. From the Spew newsroom, we are seeing that Cody Bellinger is now a Yankee.
Is that right? How about that? There it is.
What's happening here? There it is, Garbrai. Spew news in the middle of C2C again, delivering the goods for the fans.
And they really gave up nothing, which means they're probably going to be eating a lot of the money. Bellinger and cash. Cubs sent him some cash. Bellinger and cash. Go to the Yankees. Right-handed reliever Cody Petit, who stinks, goes back to the Cubs. So that was the fight for the last week or so, was who was going to pay the money. And it sounds like the Yankees got the Cubbies to give them some money. And now Cody Bellinger is a Yankee. So that means since they lost Soto, Scotty. Add up the pieces on the chessboard so far.
Williams, Cody Bellinger, game over.
Correct. Which is so now we will continue to. I don't think game over, honestly. I don't believe game over. I still think they will sign one of Walker, Alonso, or Bregman. I still believe the Yankees will sign one of those three players between now and the end. And that will finish them off. So that'll be their whole haul for not getting Soto. Good job with the spew news, breaking in there and getting us going. And I'll end the NFL with this. There was a lot of flexing in Week 17 today. That's, of course, not this week. That is next week, the weekend after Christmas, Week 17. They picked those three games. That will be on Saturday the 28th. Chargers at Patriots, Broncos at Bengals, Cardinals at Rams. So, now they didn't have a lot of options, to be quite honest with you. The games all aren't great Week 17, and four of their best teams are playing Christmas Day, which also took a lot of options off the table, and they took the Browns-Dolphins out of Sunday Night Football that week and put the Falcons and Commanders in on Sunday Night Football. Like I said, not a lot of good options that week. That is a tough week on the schedule.
Don't they play 18 weeks? 17 games in 18 weeks. So I'm going to that Bengals game January 5th. That's week 18, right?
Now, none of that has been decided yet in terms of who's – there's going to be two Saturday games that week, and there's going to be a Sunday night game that week. None of that is determined until the Monday before who's going to play in those games. So we still have some time to see those other flexes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I have a lot going on here, Carver High, with that schedule you're talking about.
Because in
the wild card weekend, if the Steelers get moved to Sunday night, that'll kill me because I want them to play at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Because Sunday at 5 o'clock, the Penguins are playing the Lightning at PPG. I want to get on that shuttle to the Steel Building, which lets you out 15 minutes after you get on it at the stadium. The stadium to the Steel Building is 15 minutes. Boom, you get off, and then you walk out of there, and you're 5 seconds to the PPG, literally cross the street, and you're at the hockey game. Now, I want this to be a doubleheader Sunday. NFL playoffs and hockey. Now, come on, Carver.
I really don't want to do this to you, but I'm one of these guys, and there's a few of us around here. Greg Sussman as well. We obsess over where they're going to slot the matchups and all that. I can tell you this: the Sunday 1 o'clock playoff weekend is wild card weekend is usually like the second least desirable game. Like that's usually a game that they put there that doesn't have as much juice. The Steelers, I'm sorry to tell you, are going to have juice no matter really who they play. If they play Denver, it's going to be a big thing with Russell Wilson and the Broncos. If they play the Ravens, it's going to be the Ravens and the Steelers. If they play the Chargers, it's Harbaugh and the Chargers. I feel like the Steelers are going to play either Sunday night at 8 o'clock.
Or 4:30.
Or 4:30. Like, I feel like Sunday they'd be one of those two. Or Saturday night at 8 o'clock.
To the Senator game then. I'll go to the Senator game, and then Sunday I'll go to the just football.
Well, keep Saturday night at 8 o'clock as a Steeler possibility as well. So
the hockey game on Saturday is at 4 o'clock. It'd be over at 7, and I'd get to the game by 8.
Go right over to the game. So that's a doubleheader possibility. If they give you Saturday night at 8 o'clock.
So you can go from the PPG to the Steel Building to the train, 15 minutes to the place the Steelers play. As you know, we don't mention the name of the sponsor. We don't approve of that over the big ketchup bottle.
All right, I got a lot to do. You're going to talk to Eric here, so that'll lead us into the NBA with all this stuff. Nuggets beat the Kings last night by 1. There was a lot of close games in the NBA last night. Nuggets beat the Kings by 1. Joker had another huge night. Clippers destroyed the Jazz. Harden had 41. He hit 7 threes. Bulls beat the Raptors by 1. Pistons beat the Heat by 1 in overtime. Now, Butler had 35, 19, and 10 in the loss. You know what that says to me? That's called Jimmy decided it's time to step up and play really well so that somebody makes the move and gets him out of Miami. That's what that's going to be. Jimmy's going to start playing.
Had a triple-double as well, and
Cade was
Hardaway
great.
Hit three threes in the overtime, and the Pistons won the game. We have heard that Jimmy Butler is going to as many as five teams in a trade, and I'm sick and tired of hearing about it.
It is painful at this point, so hopefully it just happens at some point and gets us over with. The Cavs destroyed the Nets by 29, and the Sixers beat the Hornets 121-108. I know that you did send me the standings right now, as always important this early, with the Cavs at 23-4 right now, ahead of Boston and the Knicks. Right now, the Hawks, Pacers, Bulls, and there's Detroit. They'd be in the play-in tournament right now with how well they've
that?
Played. It's finally starting to come together for
that?
The Pistons. It's nice to see. it is.
Blood.
I mean, they've sucked. They've sucked forever. So it's nice. And they've had all these high picks for the last 6, 7, 8, 9 years. So it's
right.
nice to see them finally getting it all to win some basketball games. On the West side, I highlight the Warriors here because you did send me that note. After starting 12-3, the Warriors are now 2-8 in their last 10 and have dropped to 8th in the West. How about that? Oklahoma City, who's playing in the Cup Final tonight, is 20-5. And there's the Grizzlies. You're going to talk to Eric in a few minutes. The Grizzlies have now climbed to 2nd in the Western Conference at 18-9, and the Rockets are 3rd. You talk about new blood, like you said with Detroit. How about in the West, new blood with Memphis and Houston at 2-3?
And how about Houston beating the Dubs in the Cup, and that
yes.
wild game, that crazy one-point win by the Rockets, and that late call on the floor that upset Kerr so badly, and he flipped out on the refs. Then he went in a press conference, flipped out on him some more, and then a day or two later apologized for his behavior. We always hate guys that walk it back. But look where the Rockets are now, and look where the Dubs are now. And frankly, while I'm at it, look where the Lakers are. The Lakers are in the last play-in spot. Remember when the season started and AD was leading the league in scoring and LeBron was going to play every day? How the mighty have fallen. And remember, wasn't J.J. Redick the new genius, the boy genius of the NBA? How's that working out now? Harden Ham was a better player.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.